This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, have you been asked to write a review everywhere you go? Can you please write a review? Can you please leave a review? And you're getting annoyed by it? Some of you have actually reached out over the last few years. It was more so even before COVID on review anxiety and how your business, your career is getting ruined by these reviews, many of them fake. And we have allowed this system to now pervade our careers, our longevity, our jobs, our ability to support our family based on reviews. You work for a restaurant and you need, to do the extra shifts, you need the tips. And you work for a company that has bad reviews. And you're working for this company going, but they're a great company. What's going on here? And, so I've seen the gamut of things with reviews. As a physician, I have seen doctors who were fantastic with my patients get horrible reviews. And we learned early on that if you have a billing department that is on top of things, and they will, let's say, send somebody to collections after 6 months or a year, rather than somebody saying, I understand, I didn't pay the bill, they decide to just do bad reviews. Oh, don't ever go to this dentist again, or this doctor again, or this chiropractor again, or this pharmacy, they're horrible, this hospital. And as a doctor, it was really frustrating because people would say, this doctor has bad reviews. And I'm like, I've used this doctor. He's never hurt any of my patients. I've been using him for 20 years. Let me read the reviews. And they're generic. It's frightening because, you have the choice of having a surgery done well, somebody with good reviews. How do you know those good reviews weren't written by the mother and their friends? Where's the transparency? How do we know somebody who went to that restaurant really ate there? How do we know? And so this review anxiety, I don't know what the answer is because I use reviews when I decide to pick a restaurant. Do I always leave reviews? I try because I'm in the media and I want to help them out. But the truth of the matter is the average person that leaves a review is one who's mad. If somebody had a good meal, and they keep going back to the restaurant, which is gift enough, do they repeatedly do reviews? You only get to review once. So if I have a favorite restaurant, I do a review, I don't keep reviewing. And sometimes if I'm happy, I forget to review. But people who get so mad, they're like, I really did not want, to pay extra for sauce or whatever. They will rip that company to pieces. And those reviews, it's like, did you ever fail a test in school? It was impossible to get your grade point average back. You could never get a 4.0 if you got anything less than an A in a class. And it just completely takes down your ratings. And so, I've seen, X's write things. I've seen, let's say somebody wants to do their partner in, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-employee. And it's impossible because You know, when you say, yeah, but they worked here, they're an ex-employee, and they said, no, but I ate there. I ate there and the food was bad. Here's the picture. And so people can say anything about you, but your livelihood is at stake. And so what do you do if it's your business? So there was a company that reached out to me a while back, and they came up saying, look, I want you to see somebody put this review about you, and we can help you. And it was a generic review. And I'm like, did you guys write this? Is that what you're doing? Bait and catching? You're writing crap about me just so I hire you? Come on. Now, but what these companies do, because I've asked physicians and I've asked business owners, what do these companies do that help you with your reviews? Because you don't want to buy and do anything unethical or, to boost up. You know, basically what they do is they come up with a system where every time you have a happy consumer, you ask them to review. And Yelp did a study saying people didn't like to be asked. They said that if you ask them to review, they were going to be more likely to leave a crappier review. So, it's stupid. We have bigger fish to fry. If you have good quality food, if you have good quality service, if you give good medical care, if you do great handyman work, I don't know, I'm starting to watch a show called Beef. And it shows you how, you can get mad at somebody and just mess with their ratings and it's frustrating. And so I don't know what the answer is. I wish it was a vacuum or a foolproof system that was all ethical. And so, the health inspector ratings to me count. If a health inspector said, look, there was a rat in this restaurant. Okay, I need to know about that. But if a health inspector says, look, they got an A-plus rating, and my friends say they had a good meal, and I had a good meal, I don't read the reviews. But, if you do have a business that's in trouble, you are going to need the customers that like you and can vouch for you, fill things out. Until this system goes away, you're going to need that, or be in a business that doesn't necessarily, where people really don't care about the Yelp reviews. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you got a call to house a migrant family, would you do it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why would you do it, and why wouldn't you do it? According to a July story by WBUR, the state-run facilities were filled to capacity in Massachusetts, so the state started to host a family initiative to provide temporary room and board. This is according to the Western Journal. Geraldo Gabo, executive director of the Immigrant Family Services Institute, told the outlet, while the state is trying to figure out exactly what to do, and how to open up our shelters. I think we as citizens, as members of our community, we also need to play a role. So in August, Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll requested Massachusetts families to consider housing migrants in their homes due to the lack of space. They said if you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family. Safe housing and shelter is our most pressing need. Become a sponsor family. Step up if you're willing to have an additional family be a part of your family. Some families have stepped up. According to the Brookline News, a news outlet serving the Boston suburb of Brookline, Brookline Town Meeting members Jessica and Colleen Stokes read an email from another elected official in November about the migrant crisis, so they helped. After discussing their idea with their college-aged daughter and teenage son, they told state refugee officials they would like to take in a family short-term. But they got called right away. On January 6th, the Stokes family got an urgent call. A Haitian family of four needed shelter immediately. They were spending four nights on the hard floor of Logan Airport, where many migrant families have taken shelter. Within a half hour of Stokes saying, yes, that sounds good, they were right there 30 minutes at their doorstep. Now, they had fled their homeland's poverty. They went to Chile. Then they went to the United States. They had trekked through South and Central America, arrived in Eagle Pass, Texas, and so they had an extra room. They had a queen futon, two twin beds, and they said they were happy. But securing basic services for them have been an uphill battle. They can't communicate with the migrant family. Their migrant family has limited knowledge of French and Spanish, understandable. They're trying to coordinate donations to buy them goods, soap, food, clothes, medicine, school enrollment, work permit applications, interpreters. And the authorities said there's no obligation to keep the family. They're not getting, the host family is not getting any word on when the temporary help is not needed anymore. And they're happy to give them housing. The family is happy. But now what? And so what I want to talk about is, you know, we have this migrant crisis. We're not managing our border well. We have families coming here homeless, sleeping on the ground, not having medical care. What is the process like? If you want to be a good Samaritan and take a family in, is the family screened for infectious disease? Is everybody getting TB tested? Now, checked for MRSA, staph, lice. I'm not saying all refugees could have these. But if somebody is going to be in your home, COVID, is everybody screened medically? Then, if they were to be screened medically, what medical conditions do they need to be addressed? Let's say one of the kids has asthma. You have a dog. You have a cat. What if you make their asthma worse? Who takes that child to the doctor? Who takes that child to urgent care? What money is there for that? What if one of them has a food allergy and they can't convey that? En español, ¿tiene una alergia? No. Legumbres, leche, if you can't ask the patient or they can't comprehend that they could have an allergic reaction, then what do? And then what happens if it doesn't work out? What happens if there's a fight? Remember with the Ukrainian woman that ended up sleeping with the husband, and then the husband and the wife ended up becoming estranged, and I don't know if the Ukrainian woman ends up moving in or if the wife had to leave or... What what happens then? If something, and I'm not saying that always happens. I mean, you know, the average refugee is probably very grateful, and but you know, giving them a room is nice, but how temporary is it? Is it just for 24 hours? If the state is getting more and more and more, their priority is who is on the street. So if we know that somebody has a nice, comfy housing that has, you know, four beds, why would they move that family? You know, and, you know, I want to do good. I think a lot of us want to do good. You know, but, you know, we learned, I learned very early on, adopting rescue animals, that you need to be responsible. You can't just watch the puppy bowl and go, that puppy is adorable. I will give that puppy a home. It'll be so much fun. Are you taking the puppy to the vet? Are you making sure the puppy's getting their medical, their regular medical visits? Are you feeding the puppy exactly what they need to? If the puppy throws up, are you playing with the puppy? Are you giving them attention and love? Yeah, you know, like this family said, the kids have to go to school. And so you know, we heard that in California something similar also was happening where people were saying, look, can you take home? Can you take people? What's the vetting? Well, I understand a family less likely to be terrorists, especially if they have kids, and you know, but that's, you know, I can't handle a family member staying at my house more than a couple days, let alone a stranger. Well, and we aren't really hearing the feedback from people who hosted. Was it a completely wonderful, nurturing, positive experience, and they got their 24 hours or 48 hours of respite at your house? You did so good, you know, you and then, you know, the state moved them to a more permanent. We aren't hearing. Is it that these individuals are left for weeks? I mean, this is being reported here from the Western Journal, and apparently they took them in January 6th. Sounds like the family's still there. They said in the meantime, they are still with the Soaks family. And so some, you know, some news outlets have talked about how some individuals may feel guilted into taking a migrant family. That's a lot to ask. You know, when I was younger and I had an apartment and people, I remember one of my friends who had gotten rejected from medical school and then apparently made the wait list and they got in and didn't have a place to live and school was just about to start. I'm like, just live in the living room. Just, we got four walls and a roof. Whoever needs to stay with us, stay with us. But I learned throughout my years that you need to be very, very careful and you need to understand what you're committing to, because you cannot kick anybody out. If you at all think you are going to be in a position where you have to say, now leave. You know, you're making out with my husband, or you're, you know, looking at my teenage daughter, or, you know, you're bringing in, unfortunately, infectious disease that could affect us. You can't kick the family out on the street. They say that you could, you know, call somebody and hopefully that system is in place. But, you know, I think what has to happen is it's very quiet when we hear states asking for citizens to. I think there has to be a national form of education on, guys, if this is what we need from you, this is the process to a T. So don't fear being asked to take a migrant, you know, and don't fear some of the possibilities. But I just don't think we have a consistent process in place. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. A shooting on the subway in New York City sent five people to the hospital and killed one. Police responded, finding six people shot, four men and two women between the ages of 14 and 71. One man, who was 34, died. The other victims had non-life-threatening injuries. That shooter has not been caught. The Senate passed a $95.3 billion foreign aid bill with assistance for Ukraine and Israel. However, it's set up a showdown with House Speaker Mike Johnson, who thinks that there shouldn't be more aid to Ukraine. The judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants has raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case because she had a personal relationship with the special prosecutor. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that we are perceiving to have a rise in is sexless marriages. And it's not an easy statistic for us to share because we don't have a lot of couples being honest. The average couple says, oh, yeah, we're having sex all the time. And people keep it really quiet. That they're in a marriage where they don't really have sex often, hardly at all. Some of them, none at all. Now, I don't know if this is something new. I am guessing that this is something that might have, you know, always existed. I remember my mom telling me how I think her grandparents would sleep in separate bedrooms. And she didn't know why, but she thought it's because they didn't love each other. And so I remember thinking to myself, well, wow, in the olden days, you might have been forced to marry somebody you didn't want to. So maybe they didn't want to share the same bed. My mom and dad always shared a bed. My husband and I always shared a bed. But then I had a lot of friends who talked about how when their spouse snores or their spouse is doing a different shift than them and waking them up, that they sleep at different times, they sleep in different rooms. And I forget if it was Cameron Diaz or somebody, you know, when a celebrity said, oh, I think it's okay to have separate beds when you sleep. You know, people started to look at it as, oh, all right, so then it's okay. I had surgery, so I had to sleep in the downstairs bedroom because I couldn't. I mean, I could go upstairs, but I noticed I was getting better sleep. Yeah, husband was snoring, the cats and dogs jumping on the bed, jumping all over my surgical sites. So I'm like, okay, now this isn't that bad. So when I had my hernia repair, I slept a little longer downstairs. I noticed I was getting better sleep. But when I got my hysterectomy, I maybe slept the first night downstairs. I hated it. I wanted to be next to hubby. Now, but what about the sexless part? You know, why does the sex change? Now, for some, it doesn't. I talked to couples where, wow, they're still a couple times a week, and they've been together for decades. Good for them. I think that's fantastic. But very commonly, sex drive can drop. It could drop because, you don't look the way you used to. Hey, it's not new. It's not exciting. It doesn't look like the way in the movies. There's a lot of history between you two. Well, maybe it's because our drives drop. From an evolutionary standpoint, we're our most fertile when we're younger. And so females notoriously could have a significant drop in sex drive because the body doesn't want them getting pregnant. There's higher risk to the fetus and to them if they get pregnant. So in evolution, many women will have severe drops in their sex drive, even when they're not menopausal. And it's nature's way of protecting the mom and protecting the baby. And so now you're like, but I wanted it 3 times a day just 10 years ago. And now I could barely want it 3 times a month. Well, that's not that unusual. Some individuals are like, I could go forever. Fine. You have many individuals that enjoy sex when it's by themselves. They don't enjoy sex with somebody else. They have more fun by themselves. You have some individuals having erectile dysfunction, and they don't want to deal with the psychology of that, where they can't perform, where somebody's like, are you done already? And so there's a lot of different issues happening in the bedroom that nobody wants to talk about. They're embarrassed about. There are some individuals who say, look, I could get my sex drive up if I could watch porn. But my spouse would just flip if porn was a part of their repertoire. I told my husband, I don't care. He wants to look at porn, whatever. I don't mind. But there are other families where apparently, no, that's not allowed. Marital aids aren't allowed. And I get some people might have religious obligations or, a sexless marriage, can be an awful thing if both people don't want that or one person doesn't want that. You don't want to cheat on your spouse, but you want love, you want affection. And then the person who is struggling, you don't want them to, force themselves to do it and be miserable, because that definitely can ruin the mood. And so therapists or doctors, like I've had to have honest conversations with individuals. You know, so when somebody says, well, my sex drive's completely dropped, and I say, well, if you saw, you know, younger Brad Pitt or Denzel Washington or George Clooney or whatever, would they turn you on? Jimmy Garoppolo, oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Your husband, eh. Okay, well, then that might be psychological. Isn't that you don't have confidence? You might say, oh, yeah, I would definitely go to bed with Jimmy Garoppolo. But then when time came up and you had to take off your clothes, you wouldn't do it. You don't have confidence in yourself. You don't like your body. Now, when we're younger, we love our bodies. We don't care. But when you're older, you're like, I don't want anybody to see this. Now, some people don't understand there's so many different reasons why somebody might not want to engage in sex. Sometimes people just prefer to sleep. Sometimes they might just want to cuddle. And being intimate doesn't always have to be about the sex. So the take-home message to this is, if you are in a sexless marriage, and you both are happy with that, 100% happy, it's not as rare and taboo as you would think. Where it might be a problem is when one of the spouses doesn't want it to be a sexless marriage. And then we suggest talking to somebody, talking to a counselor to find out what's going on. What could help? Is it a gynecological issue? Is it an erectile dysfunction issue? Does it hurt? Is it uncomfortable? Now, many people don't want to go there because they don't want the therapist to reveal that they're not in love with their spouse anymore. That might have to be, though, addressed. Rather than two people living in separate parts of the house as roommates, if that's not what you want, you know, somebody's got to bring it up sometime. But sadly, it's what we see these days where, well, people got married for the wrong reasons, and now they're just kind of forcing themselves to get through it. But then on the other end, I've seen people leave for the sex, leave for the passion, and then that relationship falls apart, and they're alone. And they would have rather had their friend, their partner for life, who they're not sleeping with, than having had that two-month fling, and it's over and gone. So these are things you really need to have honest conversations about with your doctor, with yourselves, with each other. Now, couples can still have a lot of love, can still enjoy Valentine's Day, can have a lot of intimacy without doing the twice on Sunday, three times a day during the week sex. But if one of you is unhappy, you got to address that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after the Super Bowl, you guys turned on the news, and you heard that somebody died of Alaska pox, and that we have a case of the bubonic plague. You're like, okay, what the hell just happened? All I did was tune out the news so I could be watching football, and now we got all these other, you know, diseases coming back here. And Alaska pox, I never heard of Alaska pox until yesterday. I'm honest with you. But Alaska pox was identified back in 2015. We just didn't hear a lot about that. So let me tell you what's going on with the Alaska pox. It is real. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. And We do have a case of bubonic plague. We have spoken about the plague before on the show, but we'll talk about it again. So Alaska pox will start off with first. I think they're going to change the name. You know how they changed monkeypox to mpox, and they think chickens are probably getting upset for being called chickenpox. So while they're working on changing those names, they really don't want to have an illness named after a state. Alaska pox, but we use that as a descriptor to let people know where it originated and what state might be dealing with it. So apparently there was a gentleman, I think he was elderly, who had died last month of this, where he first got symptoms in the fall. I think he had a rash, I think he had arm pain, and he wasn't able to get a diagnosis. Nobody knew what he had. He ended up getting hospitalized. He had a weakened immune system, and sadly, by the time it got figured out it was Alaska pox, not that we have real treatment for it, we're told he died. Now, according to the Alaska Department of Health, Alaska pox, similar to mpox, is classified under the orthopoxvirus genus family Poxviridae. It's a zoonotic illness, meaning it originates in animals, just like smallpox, mpox. And so rather than mpox, where it was squirrels and rodents and other things that it might have come from, the Alaska pox, they feel had come from red-backed voles and shrews. So how do you get Alaska pox? Well, if you get exposed to somebody with it, touch their sore, or if you are in touch with an animal that either bit it, scratched it, or had close contact with it, you could get it. So Alaska pox we've known about since 2015. It was first identified in Fairbanks, Alaska. Since then, six additional cases have been reported in the state. So you will get these pox, these blisters or pustules. There might be accompanying erythema, joint pain, body aches, then swollen lymph nodes. Then you could get also fever, fatigue. But we don't have a lot of details because we don't have a lot of case studies or patients. And as I said, you could be contagious. So what do we do if somebody has Alaska pox? If they have Alaska pox, then what we do is we don't remove them from Alaska. Okay, Alaska's beautiful. I'd say the fresh air would help. But we'll do supportive measures. If we think they have a secondary infection, if we think they're going into sepsis, we're going to do things to help, you know, protect them from dying. And I'm wondering, we don't have, again, a case reports or a lot of studies that we could access, but my guess is they might be using the mpox treatment, which came from the smallpox treatment. We don't have a vaccine for Alaska pox, but if they do find that this could be an issue, they might look at what we've been using for the mpox vaccine, which came from the smallpox vaccine. So Alaska pox, please do not fear going to Alaska. I love Alaska. I can't wait and try to get our friends to go. I think we would have a fantastic time going. I love Alaska. I've been there multiple times. I know we used to do the Dr. Dahlia show radio cruise, so maybe we'll do something like that, but right now, it's rare, but yes, it is a thing. Nobody's lying. All right, so now bubonic plague. Millions of people died in Europe in the 1300s. I think there was another huge, huge, great, it was called the Black Death in the 1300s and then the Great Plague in the 1600s. Millions of people died, and I think the, you know, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, they all fall down. That song, I believe, came from the Black Death plague because they would burn the victims after they died, cremate them so that it wouldn't spread. They didn't understand a lot about infectious disease, but they knew that the plague was very easily, you know, infectious. So an Oregon resident has tested positive for the plague. This is the first case in nearly a decade. Now, the CDC has said we get under 10 cases on average a year, but the last confirmed U.S. case we're being told was back in 2015. We don't believe the person has died. We don't have a prognosis on the Oregon resident, but close contacts have been identified, and what we understand, he's been treated. I think he's from Deschutes County. Again, they think it was a cat. So this Alaska pox might have gotten to a cat. This bubonic plague might have come from a cat. Cats are all up into everything. They'll sniff poo-poo. They'll play with rodents. So it's easier for them to get exposed to the bacteria that could cause the plague. Back in 2019, there were three cats in Wyoming that tested positive for the plague. No humans at the time were affected, but I remember we were a little worried about, wow, you have these random cats getting it. Cats could give it to other individuals. So the plague is caused by bacteria called Yersinia pestis. And it usually, it more commonly affects the southwestern states and the more mountain in the west, but it could be anywhere. In fact, there's thousands of cases that happen across the globe. And so you get the plague by being bit by a flea, or scratched by a cat, or pneumonic plague. The cat might be breathing it on you. One woman, I think she was in Lake Tahoe decades ago, her cat wasn't feeling good, and the cat was on her chest, and she's like, oh, baby kitty, while the cat's coughing and vomiting, and then gave it to her, and she ends up dying. Now, I mean, I love my cats, but they'll give you a killer bacteria. They'll trust me, they don't care. So cat scratches from domesticated cats that have been infected can also be a form of transmission. So if you also have direct contact with infected bodily fluids, it could spread. Pneumonic plague is more respiratory, so that would be from respiratory droplet or cough. So there's three types. You got the bubonic plague that will affect the lymph nodes. That's why we call them bubonic. The lymph nodes will swell. We call them bubos under the arm and the neck. Called bubos, they used to call them. So bubo would be the bubonic plague. Pneumonic plague is where it infects the lungs and then may spread person to person, respiratory droplet transmission. And then septicemic plague is when either goes into the bloodstream or it just goes directly to the bloodstream. So symptoms of plague are fever, chills, body aches, weakness, headache. You look like you have COVID. But like I said, with bubonic plague, you might get these real big buboes or big swollen glands. And so any medical professional needs to be aware that it might not be mono or, you know, just a random lymph node swelling. You'll have to also maybe culture. A lot of people are getting treated over the phone for big swollen lymph glands. You know, is it mono? Is it a bacterial infection? Is it Yersinia pestis? So, I personally like tests and cultures being done because I think the sooner we know, the better. But we treat it with antibiotics. Ciprofloxacin, doxycycline, streptomycin, gentamicin. We might have to give IV fluids, oxygen, especially with the pneumonic plague. So, to avoid the plague, flea control, obviously. There's insect repellent, making sure your animals, if they're sick, get checked out. Don't think just because your cat is coughing they have COVID. And keep the rodents and the mice away. Now, I never understood during Tom and Jerry why in the cartoon the women would scream and jump on a chair. And I remember asking my mom, what's the big deal? Jerry's a cute little thing. She's like, well, you know, mice and rodents were found to carry disease. Don't let a mice or a mouse run around your house. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.